Shelter from a jungle storm on their way back to the plane, the secret police find the long-missing John Buchanan, chief investor in the Atlantean Syndicate. Reviving, the half-starved man tells of weeks of imprisonment in this native hut. Because of a shortage of food, Speed gets his small party on the trail again the following dawn. And the boys, hampered by the heavy gorilla skins they are wearing as protection from the other jungle beasts, find themselves rapidly tiring. And the stretcher they have fashioned for Mr. Buchanan grows heavier at every step.
Has anybody got any water left? My canteen's dry as a bone.
And I'm afraid we're all in the same fix, Barney.
Yeah, we gave the last water to Mr. Buchanan. Remember? He needed it more than we did.
How's he getting on, Clint?
I'm afraid he's in a coma again from the fever, Thomas. Traveling this way doesn't help him any either.
No, but I wouldn't mind laying down on that stretcher for a few minutes and have somebody carry me for a change.
Well, here, Barney, I'll change with you. You and Clint have been carrying him a long time now. Take a rest.
No, kid, I was only talking to hear myself talk.
Speed is right, Barney. Give him your part of the load and I'll take Clint's. It is time to change.
Okay. I won't argue.
Careful now. Careful. Don't drop him, Speed.
I should say not.
Oh, thanks, Cop.
Oh, feels good to stretch.
Let's see. We should soon be reaching the plane, amigos.
And food and water. Boy, I'm going to eat till I pop.
Well, wait until we arrive before you get too enthused, Barney. We've got plenty of ground to cover yet.
Octopus Master, O'Brien is outside. He wishes to speak with you.
With me, Zabul? What about?
The expedition workers just uncovered a broken bar of pure gold.
Oh, that, eh? It did not take them long to find it.
No, it took me longer to bury it for them to find, Master. But it has served its purpose. O'Brien is highly enthused. He has already prepared a message to send to the investors in the Atlantean Syndicate. He wishes you to see it before he sends it.
In good time, in good time. I was just preparing the makeup I use as a disguise, since I cannot wear my mask and pose as an honest man.
He will wait.
Our plan is working, Zabul. As soon as he sends this message, I shall start destroying the workers one by one, as I have already discussed with you. Start our murderers tonight, as a matter of fact. I only want two or three to go at a time. And as these mysterious deaths continue, I shall advise O'Brien to seek new workers from the tribesmen who are holding their celebration not far away.
Excellent, Master. Then we shall soon have no one but our own operators in the expedition base.
Exactly. I shall hold O'Brien alive as long as possible, for I may need him as a contact with our backer. But what has our operator to report from the radio room? Any messages?
No, Master. Nothing has been intercepted.
More proof than ever that I have really destroyed the secret police. Very well, Zabul. Tell him he need not look for such messages any longer. Now that I no longer have to worry about Barrow and the others, we'll use the shortwave only for our own broadcast.
I shall tell him this immediately.
You might warn him at the same time to report any messages that O'Brien attempts to send out after the murders begin. He already knows this, but to tell him again.
Yes. And now, do you wish to see O'Brien?
Yes. Yes? Send him in. We must keep this honest fool on our side as long as we can.
Gosh, I can't keep on going much longer, Clint. My mouth feels like it's full of cotton. I'm so tired.
You've got to keep on, Steve. Plane can't be much farther. Isn't that so, Carlos?
See, Clint. Should reach it soon.
I'm sorry, Clint. But how do you know we're any closer? Maybe we've gotten off the trail somehow. Maybe we're lost and just going around in circles.
No. We haven't gotten off the trail, Barney. I know that much at least. If we stay on these one long enough, it will bring us to our plane.
Yeah, look at Lucky. He's laying down.
No, Lucky. Come on. Come on. That's a good boy. Come on.
Gosh, Clint, what do we do?
Only one thing to do. Put him on the stretcher with Mr. Buchanan.
Can we, Clint? Else I'll carry him.
No. Put him on the stretcher, Steve. Buchanan won't mind. He won't even know he's there.
Well, come on, Lucky. Atta boy. There you are.
Look at him licking Speed's hand.
Yeah. But come along. Let's get started again. If we stop too long, we'll never move again.
You know, Clint, if we come out of Africa alive, I'm going to hand in my resignation to Chief Wright.
Yeah, don't be silly, Bonnie. You know that no one ever resigns from the service.
And I'm going to establish a precedent. Hey, look over there. A little pool of water. Boy, oh boy, a drink at last.
Bonnie, stop. Don't drink that water. Stop.
What do you mean, stop? Here my mouth feels like it's made of blotting paper. And you want to keep me from drinking? Get away from me.
Drink that water and die from fever, then.
Fever?
See, it is stagnant water. No telling how long it has been here. Can't you see for yourself?
Yeah. Well, thanks, Carlos. Lost my head again, I guess.
Yes. Hey, look. Speed and Clint are waiting for us.
Yeah. Lucky you weren't on one end of that stretcher, Bonnie. Mr. Buchanan would have fallen when you spotted that water.
I'm sorry. I won't fly off the handle again.
Hey, Serum? Good. That means we're near a village, mate.
And whether they're friendly or unfriendly, let's wade in and get food and water. These gorilla skins we're wearing will scare them away.
I'm not so sure, Bonnie. We can't risk an attack. Send our Buchanan here.
Let's leave him somewhere along the trail until we see just what we have to face.
Luena, an excellent idea. Ah, there's a good place right over there. And Lucky can stay with him to sound the alarm if danger threatens the senor.
Yeah, he'll stay all right. Be sure and bark if you need help, won't you, Lucky?
Okay. Up the stretcher down there, Steve.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Now, here. Place these branches in front of the stretcher so that it cannot be easily seen.
Okay, get over here. And one more over there.
There we are. There. No one can see Senor Buchanan.
And you stay here like a good dog, Lucky. We'll only be gone a minute.
We are not this far away from these natives. This is our first stop. What tribe might they belong to?
It is hard to say in these parts of Africa, Clint. One is apt to find almost anything.
We've found everything, if you ask me.
You're getting very close to them. But just stay behind the trees as much as possible so that they will not see us until we see what we have to contend with.
Yeah, very well. Hey, boys, look ahead. There's where we left our plane. You see, there's the zareba, the thorn fence we built to protect you.
Then our plane's inside. Hey, but that native noise is coming from inside the zareba.
What do you make of us?
I don't know, Clint. So far, we haven't seen any of them.
Yeah, there comes some from the inside now. What? Why, they're real little men.
Pygmies, Steve's males.
Well, they'll be a chance.
Joe, Bonnie, go. Keep back up the bushes. Don't let them see us.
Why not? We're just curious about what's inside the zareba. It'll be a cinch to get rid of them little fellas.
You think so? Those pygmies are headhunters. They'll kill us before we can take five steps toward our plane.